little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
When you wake up in the morning, salam, salam. When you go to bed, salam, salam. When you meet your friends, salam, salam. And your mommy and your daddy, salam, salam. You should always make salam with a happy face. And if you teach it to someone, you'll find a lot of grace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalam, assalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalam, assalam. So when you're in madrasa, assalam, assalam. When you go to school, assalam, assalam.
My butterflies, today we're going to learn all about making wudu. Now Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu said that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He who makes ablution or wudu and makes it in the best way, his sins leave his body, even from beneath his nails." My butterflies, can you imagine that? Can you imagine the sins that we do leaving our body just by making wudu? But why do we make wudu? What's the benefits of making wudu? How do we make wudu? Do you know? Today, inshallah, we're going to learn about it. Wudu is one of the ways to earn the blessings of Allah. It's a way that we Muslims clean our body. The six parts are our face, our arms, our head, and our feet. These are the organs of wudu. Now we make wudu because it's important for us. We make wudu because Allah says in the Quran, "O you who believe, when you stand up for salah, wash your face, your hands up to the elbows and wipe part of your head and your feet up to your ankles." Now wudu is done because without wudu, we can't read salah and we can't touch the Quran. If we don't have wudu, we can make the dhikr of Allah, but we can't do anything else. If we make wudu, and we make wudu in the proper way, then Allah will make it such that we will have no sins, insha'Allah. We must remember that making wudu gets a great blessing from Allah. It must be done for salah, as we said, and it washes away our sins. A person who makes wudu properly will be clean. Now making wudu is very important, because if we make wudu and we make the right intention, Allah will be happy with us. If we make wudu, we do wudu just to make sure our bodies are clean, because we know that Allah loves those who are clean and pure. Now, when we make wudu, we can read our salah, because salah without wudu is not accepted. When we make wudu, we can touch the Quran. We can make tawaf of the Kaaba. When we make wudu, we get a special reward for touching the names and the attributes of Allah. We make wudu before we sleep, so that the angels will be there with us. We make wudu when we wake up, so that we are clean and pure. Making wudu all the time is an act of sunnah, and we get a reward for it. But what's the big idea? My butterflies, do you know how to make wudu? Insha'Allah, let's go for a break And when we come back, we'll find out.
Have you heard of a prophet with a voice of Jannah? Every time that he prayed, everyone stopped in wonder. This was our prophet Dawood, Allah blessed him with wisdom. This was our prophet Dawood, Allah blessed him with a kingdom. As a very young man, he fought a giant with only a few stones. And a small thing shot to shoot, not at him. But Dawood was confident that life and death were in the hands of Allah. Have you heard of a prophet or the voice of Jannah? Every time that he prayed, everyone stopped in wonder. This was our prophet Dawood, Allah blessed him with wisdom. This was our prophet Dawood, Allah blessed him with a kingdom. With only one shot, Jalut fell down. Dawood earned the respect of the people he defended. They made him king, and Dawood brought peace. He ruled with justice and kindness in his heart.
I go to the bathroom to make wudu. I first make intention, then I say bismillah. And that's how I make wudu. That's how I make wudu. I first wash my hands to remove all dirt. Then I rinse my mouth to remove all germs. I sometimes brush my teeth just to keep them white. And that's how I make wudu. That's how I make wudu. I next wash my nose with a little water. Then I wash my face and arm to my elbow. Starting with the right thumb and on to the left. And that's how I make wudu. That's how I make wudu. With a bunch of water, I wipe my hair. And then I wash my ears with my index finger. Then I wash my back with an end of my head. And that's how I make wudu. That's how I make wudu.
Teach you how to make wudu. It's important that you do the following steps in order, but before you start, you should make an intention to make wudu. You can do this by whispering to your heart. Step 1. Begin by saying Bismillah. Step 2. Completely wash your hands, including your wrist and between the fingers. Do this 3 times. Step 3. Put water into your mouth with the right hand. Swirl it around in your mouth and then spit it out. Do this 3 times. Step 4. Sniff water into your nose as far as you can with your right hand. Then blow it out using your left hand. Do this 3 times. Step 5. Wash your face completely from your forehead to your chin, and from right ear to the left ear. If you have a beard, then run your wet fingers through it. Step 6. Wash your right arm. Begin at the fingertips, washing your whole hand, arm and elbow. Do this 3 times, then wash your left arm in the same order. Step 7. Wipe your head starting at your fringe. Move your hands to the back of your head and then back to the front of your fringe in one move. This is done once only. Step 8. Wipe the inside of both of your ears with your index finger, then the back of your ears with your thumb. This is done once. Step 9. Wash the right foot including your ankle. Make sure you wash between your toes using your small pinky finger. This is done 3 times. Do the same for your left foot. Step 10.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين.
You can now pray as long as you don't break your wudu. There are 4 things that break your wudu. They are number 1. By using the toilet. Number 2, by passing wind. Number 3, by deep sleep. Number 4, by falling unconscious. That's it. Your wudu is now complete. Next to the salah.
رحيم مليك قدوس سلام الله رحمن. When we walk on that path so fragile like a strand of hair, it will be the final day when we stand to face our deeds. Just imagine on that day when we walk the full siren, fire on either side, paradise in front. يا الله رحمن رحيم مليك قدوس سلام الله رحمن. يا الله رحمن رحيم مليك قدوس سلام الله رحمن. On the day of reckoning.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.